The U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council has signed the country's interim constitution after Shiite leaders reluctantly withdrew their opposition to the document. Monday's agreement comes after talks between Iraqi Governing Council members and Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Husseini al-Sistani, who had reservations about giving Iraq's Kurdish minority too much power. Iraq's leading Shiite cleric nevertheless issued harsh criticism of the document, saying in a statement Monday that the interim charter would make it harder for Iraq to agree on a permanent constitution and thereby lay a foundation for democracy. Shiite politicians said al-Sistani gave them the go-ahead to sign despite his objections because he did not want the scene to be blocking progress. But the cleric's misgivings are expected to make it harder for Iraq's occupiers to win backing for their plans. And according to many observers, though the document was finally signed 9 days after a U.S. timetable deadline, fallout from the political crisis remains, with exacerbated sectarian tensions and reinforced Sunni Arab and Kurdish minority fears concerning Shiite domination. One Sunni Arab Governing Council member said the majority must not be allowed to usurp the rights of others, adding that it would understate the case to say that the Shiite religious leadership was now meddling in politics. News reports quoting unnamed sources closely involved in the constitutional process asserted that the fight over the constitution has poisoned relations between members of the council's main blocs, whose 25 members are 13 Shiites, 5 Kurds, 5 Sunni Arabs, a Christian and an ethnic Turk, and eroded the goodwill between them. And Iraqi and U.S. officials still must agree on a method to create a government that will take power on June 30 and on a timetable for national elections, considered by many a gargantuan task.